With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up, and old-fashioned football is giving away some autographed NFL merch. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFFcontest to enter today.
Welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Talon Jenkins, joined with our host. We are Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
We're alive. The Flyers are alive. Tuesday night's game at the Wells Fargo Center will have some sort of playoff implication. I'm excited. I'm doing good here. Beautiful day in Philadelphia, up into the 80s. I know that's like in the 20s for you Canadians up there. Yeah, it was 82 degrees Fahrenheit here. So it was a beautiful day. Hopefully that continues this week.
Once again, the weekend did not disappoint. You know, we had another high expectations for what was going on, of course, with the Masters, UFC 300, and everything else. Last days of NBA, too. I didn't pay attention to any of that. But, yeah. I mean, I think April is low-key the best month of sports in the whole calendar. You got the end of the so-called March Madness, the Final Four, and then you got the end of the seasons of hockey, basketball, and you got the playoffs. The first round is always the most intense, I think. And then you got the Masters every year in April. So it's a fucking great month. You got everything going on.
NFL draft.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And it leads right into the NFL draft, which is
baseball, too. Baseball starts up.
Oh, who gives Ryan, everything cool about what Joel just said, you just ruined it.
Yeah, great weekend. The UFC was awesome. You know, the headline fight, it didn't last too long, but it was a good result for me. I had a lot on what's his name? I can't remember it now. My brain is fried.
Holloway? Was that Holloway?
No, that was the big one. I was going to get to that. He was in the badass motherfucker title fight against Justin Gaethje, and he was dominating the whole thing. And then towards the end, he motioned to Gaethje, hey, come on, let's finish this. Right to the center of the ring. He didn't have to do that. He was going to win by decision. But he did that, and then he just knocked fucking Gaethje out with like the 2 seconds left in the fight. So RIP anyone who had Max Holloway to win by decision in that. That would have been a nice price. Yeah, and then the Masters, of course. Oh, stupendous. Absolutely incredible. I mean, it was kind of like a letdown at the end from a fan standpoint because Scheffler just dominated. There wasn't any drama after like the 12, 13 holes. Yeah, because he was good and everyone else just fell apart. Like, nobody else challenged him after they, double bogey, like 11, 12. Yeah, tough go there, but worked out for me. Had a lot on Scheffler when I got fucking Dell Stars 45-50-1. I got all these fucking stupid tickets on the Stars. I gotta get off of them at some point if they play Vegas or something. Yeah, awesome weekend. I could talk about Rom fucking folding and that or Sobel guy, the legendary golfer. He managed to dead eat my John Rom, low Spaniard. He's plus 9 the whole fucking weekend. He wouldn't go away, and then Rom just kept going further and further and further towards him. I just watched that. No, he had an easy putt for birdie too in the last two or three holes there. So that sucked. But Phil Mickelson, he finished plus 8, so one ahead of Pablo or Sergio or whatever the fuck his name is. Jose Marie.
Yeah.
And he almost died. He did both those fucking bets. So thankfully Phil was able to save par on the 18th to avoid that disaster. And Joaquin Niemann, he came through at the end. the opposite of Rom. He was actually behind a Villegas for low South American, but he was able to birdie a couple in the final nine. So we awesome tournament. Scheffler is he's not the most interesting guy, I guess, but I really like him. Like he's a down.
What's not to like? What's not to like about Scotty?
A lot of people are complaining. Like, he's so boring. He's so boring. Fuck off.
What the fuck do you? I hate to say this, but like, what did Tiger Woods ever say? Yeah, I know he caused a lot of like stir in the media, but like after rounds and shit, what did Tiger ever say that was like, you know, like confrontational or fucking anything like that? He just went up there and, you know, thanked the course, appreciated himself and his hard work ethic, and you know, now his actions spoke more than his words, 100%, of course. But I mean, like, I like Scotty Scheffler. If you don't like Scotty Scheffler, you're an asshole.
Oh yeah, he's a beauty. But yeah, I know you had to work, but how else was your weekend, Tal?
Work filled. But I was tracking the Masters the whole time, man. I had a shitload of bets every fucking day. It seemed like every shot I was looking at, there was implications to something I had, which is fantastic, right? It wasn't the most productive Masters for me. Walked away in the positives. Would have liked to have been a lot more positive than I was. But, you know, overall, it was a good thing. But this is learning. This is why you keep track of all your bets for something like this, is because now, like, next year I'll know which to play more. You know, I clearly did better off when it came to matchups as opposed to like futures. So I'll probably look more and put more money and more units on the matchup side of things as opposed to like future bets, right? So this is why you learn. But overall, it was decent. You know, I hit Scotty winning. Like I said, my matchups kicked ass. My futures got fucking hammered. My futures, I mean, like top, like, you know, top European golfers.
Positionals. Yeah.
Positionals, exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that. The one thing I was hoping was going to come through me was Phil Mickelson, top lefty. I had him at plus 425, I think it was, or somewhere around there. And I think he was one or two strokes off Bhatia. Bhatia beat him, that cocksucker. But Phil had a tough goal, though. It seemed like every time this guy would bogey either 17 or 18 every goddamn day. And those are the scores that kick your ass, man. Just finish the part. We would have been in good shape. Either way, absolutely awesome tournament. I got into it a little bit today online with some guys saying, oh, you know, I was so happy to see no LIV golfers in the leaderboard. I really can't believe that they can't play a full 72. It's two holes. What the fuck are you talking about? There was like, what, 30% of fucking players, LIV players, are in the top 10 or some shit like that?
Bryce and Cam Smith, right? They both
top 10. Patrick Reed was up there too. And then if you looked at matchups, this is what I said. And I replied to him, Sunday matchups, I picked every LIV guy over PGA guy. And Gorgon was giving me shit too in the Discord. He's like, why would you do that? What makes you think of that? It's because these are professional fucking athletes, man.
No, he did that for Rory.
The Rory thing. But just in general, these are professional athletes that have been told by everybody else in the golf community that you can only play 3 days because you went to LIV. And you know what? These are dogs out there. And you give them that chip on the shoulder, they're going to show up, okay? And sure enough, almost every one of them did. They went, I had seven of them. They went 3-3-1. So 3 wins, 3 pushes, and 1 loss. The only loss was Koepka playing against Corey Connors. I think it was a 1-stroke difference. Let's face it, Koepka is a better golfer than Corey Connors. He just had a tough week, you know? But with that being said, like, don't just shit on these LIV guys because they only play 3 days. And have you seen the news as of late, Joel, what's been trending today?
No.
There is a major rumor that was posted by like a London newspaper, like a high one, that Rory McIlroy is accepting an $850 million plus partial ownership to go to LIV Golf. And if this fucking piece of shit goes to goddamn LIV, if this happens, I'm going to end every one of our shows for the rest of the time with Rory McIlroy is a piece of shit. All right. So I'm just warning you guys now, from here on out, if this ends up coming to fruition, I'm going to end every show with that, because this guy is the biggest cunt in the golf world. Like, we've hated him forever. But if he goes the full flip, fuck him. After everything he's done, everything he's said, every little hero piece of shit thing he's done in the media, I am going to let this guy have it for the rest of my life. With that being said, if somebody offered you pretty much $1 billion to do something, he'd be stupid not to take it. So I understand why he would, but I'm just saying. Exactly. No, it's not hypocritical. It's just being a terrible person, you fucking asshole. So other than that, Masters was sick.
Is he going to be the fifth ace, or is he going to join the Crushers?
I don't know. Maybe he will. There's got to be, who else is English on that tour? Tiro Hatton or something? I don't fucking know.
He's not English. He's the Northern Ireland.
Well, British, Northern, I guess. Irish, whatever. All right, let's get going here. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. Tons of stuff in the world of sports, baby. We got hockey. We got an 8-game slate tomorrow. We're going to jump into. Playoffs are going to be here real soon, baby. We're like days away. Saturday they kick off here. We got like 2 or 3 days left in the regular season. That's sweet. NBA playoffs are coming up. What else? We got NFL draft. We got baseball. Ryan, what's up in baseball? Anything worth noting?
No, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, I think, pled guilty to all of his charges. Or not to all of his charges, but to play, there's some update there where Ohtani is just getting off scot-free. Because he had no idea what was going on, I guess.
Okay. Now, did the interpreter leave? Is he back in Japan? Did he say, get me the hell out of here? Or any idea?
I'm assuming he's going to be facing charges in the States. So I can't imagine they got him out of there.
Intriguing. Anyways, all that stuff's going on the Sports Gambling Podcast website. You can check that out. Read the articles. Everybody does such an awesome job. You know, I'm going to say one last time. Ryan killed it with his fantasy hockey articles this year. Obviously, he's done writing them now, but hell yeah. He did an awesome job. So if you missed out on those, be prepared to get back into those maybe next year if he decides to do them. And then, of course, listen to all the other shows. Everybody just does a great job as well. So you can find all the information at the SJPN website. And, of course, shout out to all of our friends at Pals in the Discord. Discord's always a blast. Everyone's having a great time in there. Very productive. Lots of stuff going on. You know, it's one of the places to be. Lots of pot stirring going on in the Discord. So if you're not in the Discord, you're not making money. If you want to get in there, reach out to myself or Ryan on Twitter. Be sure to point you in the right direction. Or you can reach out to the HGP Twitter account. Social media assistant producer is an absolute killer. He'll tell you everything you need to know how to get in there, baby. He's an absolute fucking beauty. Or what you can do is just go to fucking Tim Hortons, okay? Because you know what has to happen is my boy Joel Meyer has to wake the fuck up. And he needs a nice good old cup of Joe in him here. So when you're in the lineup at good old Timmy Ho's, you can see there you see our boy Joel. You're like, hey, Joel, get your shit together. Also, fucking how do you get in the Discord, bud? He'll be sure to tell you what's good.
I did have a big old cup of Tim Hortons today, but that was in the morning a long time ago. So I guess I do need another.
Can't go wrong. I shouldn't say this. Are we supposed to pump any shows' tires right now?
Yes. The NFL draft is coming out.
Yes.
Check out old-fashioned football. They're giving away some autographed merch to celebrate JSN, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore, and many more. Old-fashioned football. Come for the football. Stay for the whiskey. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest.
All right. There you go. That's good. All right, we're going to move into Lock Dogs and Totals from last show. It would have been the April 13th. Myself, I went 2-1, up 1.23 units. Gilbert went 1-2, down 0.31 units. And Julie went 0-3, down 3 units. Tough goal for the maestro here. I'll kick us off here, boys. My Lock Dallas Stars in regulation versus Seattle, minus 140 here. Pretty decent. I think we all kind of liked this bet when we brought it up in this show. I know Julie wanted to bet it as his lock. I stole it from him. We had that conversation. Stars won 3-1. Pretty easy fashion here for my dog. Montreal moneyline versus Ottawa, plus 136. This sucked. I got fucked harder than whoever's poor daughter got fucked by Tiger Woods after the Masters, after he went 4 days without sex. Montreal were winning. You like that, eh? That was a good one. Montreal were up, I think. It was something. I don't even know what happened. They were up with like 2 minutes left or a minute left, and Thomas Chabot tied it. And then the Sens won in a shootout. But Cole Caulfield lost control of the puck on his shot in the shootout. Guy had 2 goals this game. Can't even fucking get a shot on net in a penalty shot, for Christ's sakes, in the shootout. That was just a kick in the pills. So Sens won. And then my total, Buffalo, Florida, under 6, minus 125. This was absolutely insane. Okay, what was it? It was 2-2 legit after the first 10 minutes of this game. 10 minutes of the first period, it was 2-2. You had goals from Tyson Jost, Antoine Lundell, whoever the fuck, who's this guy, whoever Case Stenlund is for Florida, whatever. And then Jason Quinn for Buffalo. It was 2-2 after the first 10 minutes. And I even put in the Discord, I'm like, oh, goddamn, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and Sergei Bobrovsky both decided to want to stink tonight. This sucks. This bet's off. There was no more goals for the rest of this game. This game ended in a 2-2 tie, went to overtime. Florida got the win in OT. I think Reinhardt got it here. So thank God that under came in, because I thought that was dead in the water on that one.
Yeah, myself only went 1-2, but my lock, it hit. Flyers minus 118 at home against the Devils. Big shorthanded goal by Travis Konechny, shut out by Sam Ersson. The Flyers won that one. My dog, Sharks plus 200 at home. Fan Appreciation Day against the Wild. I guess they don't appreciate their fans too much because they got beat 6-2 in that one. My total was Islanders Rangers over 5.5 minus 115. In a way, I feel kind of robbed here. There were six expected goals at 5-on-5, over eight expected goals overall. But just a 3-2 game in a shootout. Oh. Both goaltenders played great. So just 1-2 down a little bit there.
Yeah, not going to say
that. You tell me the expected goals didn't actually go in? Are you kidding me?
Well, not when you have two great goaltenders there playing in net. No.
Oh, jeez Louise. What are we going to do?
Maybe if it was the backup goalies.
Of course.
Anyway, this was my worst bet of the year, I think. The Avalanche money line at home against the Jets. It was 4-0 after the first period. And Fjordgjev, yeah, that's why they call him. And then he's pulled. And Anna didn't do much better. He let him three himself. And I think it was a 7-0 final. So, yeah, terrible, terrible bet there. No excuses. Doesn't matter what the expected goals looks like. I'm sure it's not good anyway. Dog, Panthers minus 1.5, plus 120. They won in overtime. I wasn't paying attention to this. And the Bruins, Penguins under 6, minus 115. That was a kind of a bad beat. No goals in the first. This is the opposite of Towns at there with the under in Florida. Bruins, Penguins under 6. No goals through like 30 minutes. And then there were like 6 goals in 5. So, yeah, it was just back and forth there in the second period and killed this one. But I think that was a fine bet. But the other two, not so much, especially not the Avalanche money line. Oh, yes, I'm doing these fucking things.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. The Underdog Fantasy app is excellent. It's very easy to use, and so is the website. Sign up today with promo code HGP and get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code HGP to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700. Or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
All right, boys. We got an 8-game slate here. Or I should say, all right, guys, I'm Bowie the Cat. We got an 8-game slate set here for Saturday, April 16th. Are we ready to rock and roll here or what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. First game of the docket here at the 7 p.m. time slot, we got the Carolina Hurricanes against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Carolina, the money line sitting at minus 265. Oh, fuck. Okay, he's gone. We're back. Columbus on the money line sitting at plus 215. Over-under sitting at 6. Both over-under paying off minus 110 here. Hurricanes on the puck line at minus 1.5 sitting at minus 105. All right, let's look at the standings here. Let's take a little bit look at the standings. Let's see what this game is worth here for Carolina. Let's face it, for Columbus, it's worth absolutely nothing. Carolina pretty much has to win this game if they want any chance of finishing first. New York plays tonight, though, right? They're currently up 2-0 on Ottawa, so that might even be taken away for them. So this is a nothing game, but let's face it, you don't want to lose to Columbus heading into the playoffs. I think you want to show up well. You'll probably see a couple players taken out of the lineup here, maybe like an Aho or... you know, maybe like a Svechnikov, although Svechnikov wants to get his shit back together, so maybe not him. But so yeah, I'm gonna look towards Carolina probably on the puck line minus 105, the minus 1.5. I think that's the only decent bet. Maybe like a Columbus team total under the fact here. I'm not sure who's gonna play in that. You probably won't see Freddie Anderson playing in this game here. But yeah, I'm not expecting the Columbus to show up here, especially considering like, what is it? Jonathan Gaudreau is like 12 goals this year. That's such a fall from grace. It sucks to see teams in shambles ready to wash the season. They've been doomed from the start with the whole Babcock stuff. So, yeah, given the Canes on the puck line over under in this game, kind of lean towards the under. Like a lot of these games here, I'm going to preface this, are going to feel like we're just trying to get through them, man. Everybody stay healthy, even if we're going to the playoffs or if we're not, you don't want your summer off to be botched with like a shoulder injury or something. So, I feel like for some of these shittier teams, you might see them take their foot off the gas a little bit here. Give me the under. Give me the Canes puck line.
Yeah, Talon said it. The Canes won't have too much to play for here, so I can't trust them minus 265. Could definitely see them resting some guys. Tara Vinen's battling something. He didn't play on Sunday. So Brady Shea, I think, was also a scratch for that one. But yeah, I'm not taking him on the puck line minus 105. Just if you want to go that way, probably take the Blue Jackets team total under 2.5, probably like minus 150 or something like that. So just under 6 at minus 110. Carolina going to play some safe hockey here going into the playoffs, and Columbus can't really get much going anyway. So yeah, under 6 might be my only play here at minus 110.
Yeah, disclaimer for this slate and every last remaining slate is I'm going extremely light here, not betting much these last few days because there's a lot of uncertainty with the it's more like the NBA in the middle of the season with guys being announced in or out only like an hour before the game. So yeah, tread lately, big disclaimer here. But that said, I kind of like the Blue Jackets a little bit. Last game of the season, they'll give a game effort here. Hurricanes, like you guys are saying, going to be resting guys most likely. If they're slightly injured, they're not going to play. And there's probably not going to be much to fight for after the Rangers clinched the division today. So, yeah, if anything, yeah, I don't mind the under, but much stronger. I might even bet this on the Blue Jackets here at plus 215.
Ooh, you sneaky little devil. All right, moving down to 7 minutes time slot. We have the Ottawa Senators against the Boston Bruins. Game itself is in Boston here in the Gardens. Ottawa on the money line sitting at plus 180. Bruins on the money line at minus 218. Boston on the puck line minus 1.5 sitting at plus 120. Over under sitting at 6. Overpaying off plus 100. The under minus 120. I'm going to take a quick piss. You guys take this away.
Yeah, so Bruins here are going to be on a back-to-back. They're currently down 1-0 in Washington in the third period, I think. So they'll have to win this game, or depending what the Panthers do, they'll have to get that top spot in the Atlantic here. Ottawa also on a back-to-back. They're in New York against the Rangers tonight. I don't have much for this game. I guess, if anything, I'd probably lean to the under. Boston's probably going to want to get some low-scoring games going into the playoffs. They did prior to that Penguins games, which is why Joel picked that. So, yeah, I think under 6, minus 120 would be my play here. Maybe a lean to the Bruins, but that's too much juice for me.
So, I think the Rangers can clinch the one seed, the Presidents, with the win today. So, Bruins might not have anything to play for in this one, so we could see some guys resting in. And with that being said, I'm not sure that they'll be playing a game defensive effort here. And the Senators, of course, we know what their offense is like. Less so since Jacques Martin took over, but still.
But if the Bruins lose tonight against the Capitals, they need at least to win to guarantee that they get the top spot, because the Panthers still play tomorrow against the Leafs.
Well, the Panthers can overtake them?
Yeah, they're 1 point back right now.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. That's encouraging. I thought that, yeah, I see that. Interesting. The division bet is still alive there. So, yeah, I still don't mind the over here with the Sanders game. Bruins can be playing Allmark, who is not as good as Swayman, of course. So both teams on back-to-back, too. That usually is conducive for more goals. So over 6 is my favorite look in this one. And lean to the Sens, but, yeah, we need to know the situation here before making a bet what the Bruins actually need. If they lose to the Capitals, I guess I would like the Sens less. But if they beat the Capitals and then they lock up the division there, I would like to back the Sens a little bit more. But yeah, over 6 is the only thing I'll bet right now.
All right, so my turn. Ryan, do you win? I just caught the end of what you said there, but I think I understand what you're saying, and I agree, and that was going to be my take here, is this game here wholeheartedly depends on what happens with Boston tonight. Joel, I imagine that's what you're getting at. They're currently losing, obviously, 1-0 to Washington here. They want to clinch that division, right? Of course, they want to clinch the Atlantic here. One win gets it done for them, essentially. So, yeah, if they lose tonight, I'm hammering the fucking Bruins tomorrow. If they don't, and they get the win tonight, chances are they might rest a couple people. You know, I hate the idea of resting people for one game. I think that's fucking pussy shit. Because like I said the other day, if you can play 81 games, why are you telling me you can't play 82? But then again, at this point, it comes down to the risk of potential injuries, right? So, yeah, so this one, it's going to be kind of like a wait and see, I suppose, as far as over under in this game. I'm going to lean towards the over, you know, like let's get a little feisty here, even because even if the Bruins rest a lot of guys, maybe you'll see some like, you know, people that maybe don't get the normal ice time they will. And it's always like a prove it to me game. You know, let's go have some fun out there. Let's just get through and play some good old fashioned hockey. And if the number's at six, I like that even more. If it was like 6.5 or something, maybe I'd be a bit more put offish, but the push is in play. So I'll take the over regardless, and then I'll be waiting to see, but probably going to end up hammering the Bruins.
Yeah, I think if the Bruins lose tonight, as soon as that game's about to go final, just hammer them before the line moves too much.
Good call.
You can still get them under minus 200 at FanDuel right now, so I would might just hop on that right now.
Dude, you're right. If they lose, fucking 100% that line's going to drop a shitload, so... all right, let's move down to the 7 p.m. time slot. Again, we have the Detroit Red Wings against the Montreal Canadiens. Le Habitant et Bleu Blanc et Rouge game itself is in La Belle Centre. Detroit on the money line sit at minus 155. Canadiens on the money line at plus 130. Over-under is at 6.5. Overpaying off plus 100. The under minus 120. This is a good old-fashioned home and home back-to-back, baby. These two teams are playing right now at the time of recording. Montreal is currently up 4-2. That game's in Detroit. This game we're talking about tomorrow is in Montreal here. Toffee, bro. I kind of think the Habs are going to win this game tonight, and I think the Habs are going to win again tomorrow, dude. I was debating on going back to the well or not. They fucked me last game, last show when I had them going against the Sens. Yep, the Sens. But you know what? I think they're going to be the heartbreaker for the Red Wings, man. Like, let's face it. This is the team that I don't want to say they've not met expectations, because expectations definitely weren't very high coming into the year. But this is still a Martin St. Louis coach team. And you know that the likes of Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, Yuri Slavkovsky, all these guys are still going to be playing in this game tomorrow. And as much as I give them shit and as much as I chirp them, they are still competitors and they do have a lot of skill on that top line here. I imagine we'll probably see Reimer for this game. I believe Lyon's playing tonight here. James Reimer fucking is not my guy. I'm going to say he stinks, even though he's probably better than him. Give him credit. Let's go, Pens. Nice fucking goal. Yeah, baby. So I'm going to take the Habs plus 130 in this game. Over, under, I'm going to lean towards the over. I think we're just going to see an absolute fucking shit show in this game.
Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure the Red Wings are eliminated if they lose tonight here on Monday, and they're down 4-2 midway through the third. So, yeah, like the Habs.
Didn't Archer say they needed to lose both games?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he was saying on Saturday?
I don't know what he said. He said something dumb because he's Archer. That's why.
No, that's my boy. You be nice to my boy. I'm going to stand up for my boy.
That's my son.
Your boy better say some smarter things.
Yeah. My boy says only smart things. You cunt.
He needs to go back to school.
Archer, I'm standing up for you here. I hope you know. Stop saying dumb shit.
Canadians up here in Detroit 4-2, going back to Montreal, especially if Detroit has nothing to play for, which it looks like they won't. Give me the Habs at home, plus 130, closing it out. They've kind of, I guess, outperformed expectation. They've been a little bit better than people thought. Same thing with the Red Wings. When they did trade for Patrick Kane, Joel and I reacted, said, what are they doing? They're not going to get close to the playoffs. And now they're close, so good for them. Good for both teams this year. But, yeah, I think Montreal. And then, yeah, give me the over here. It's going to be a back-and-forth game.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Joel. You go. My bad.
Yeah, speaking of expectations, the Canadiens, they exceeded Vegas's expectations, quote-unquote Vegas, by going over their point total a week ago, I believe. So, yeah, I think that they did exceed their expectations going into the season. And that's a good thing. And I need the Red Wings to go on to their point total. So them losing here in Montreal is excellent news. That means two of them come in. If they lose both games, that means three of the unders in the Red Wings come in, which it looked like I was going to lose all of them at one point. But yeah, thankfully they're sliding down and are unlikely to make the playoffs now, thanks to the good old Penguins there. And even the Capitals, I guess, they're still in the mix. But yeah, for this one, just cheering for the Canadiens to win, I guess. But I couldn't really tell you who's going to win it because, yeah, if you're watching the game right now, you probably have a better idea than me. I don't know. But both the better goalies are playing today. So that's why I'm going to go with the over 6.5. Again, two back-to-backed, more conducive for goal scoring. We're going to get Kane Primeau against James Reimer most likely. So give me the over 6.5 in Montreal here. Yeah, nothing game for Canadiens. We're seeing a high-scoring game. here tonight. So why not keep it going? Let's get some goals in the Bell Center.
I meant to point this out. Sorry, Talon. Montreal is 1-11 on no days rest this season. Detroit is 5-4. So maybe hold back on those Canadiens bets.
It's good to know. That is interesting. Okay. You know, I've talked about my boy, the Dominator, at work, right? The older Italian, the absolute fucking beauty. And we literally have over 90 bets going throughout the year. We have a bet on who wins the most bets, for Christ's sakes. We've been at a stalemate the past 2 days, and it's about a Montreal Canadiens future for next year. Without telling you anything, how many points do you think the Habs get next year? They're currently sitting at 74 this year. It looks like they're probably going to win tonight to put them at 76, and they have one game left. So they could finish with 76, could finish 77, could finish with 78. How many points do you think this Montreal team gets next year?
If I were setting a line right now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to set a line because him and I are at a stalemate.
It's got to be up there. 77, 78 and a half.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say close. I mean, 80 is too high to set a line at, but I was going to say I thought that could be something you're throwing around.
Are you guys kidding me right now?
We're with the Dominator, I guess.
No, the Dominator's at 83.5. I'm at 85.5.
What? Oh, you guys. Right?
You're telling me they can't win three more games next year than they did this year?
No, they can, but that's just that's not how the market works.
I think you guys are insane.
We underestimated the Dominator, Joel.
No, you underestimated both of us.
Well, and you. But
Yuri Slafkovsky in his third year, fucking Nick Suzuki get better, Cole Caulfield. We don't know what they're going to do in the offseason. You guys are going to give them one more point next year than they did this year?
Okay, I said it the wrong way. That's what I was set the line at. It's different what my own opinion of it would be. I'll say they get 83, 84 points.
Yeah, I would take the over 80. Like, I'm not saying I'm not saying I don't think they're not going to get close to 85.
But is the thing. We couldn't make a deal because he wants 83.5 and I want 85.5.
Just go 84.
Yeah,
there you go. No, neither of us are willing to do that. That's the thing.
So there's no bet.
This is the bets put off.
Yeah,
now, I offered him
83 to 85 is just no bet.
No, so get this. I offered him 85.5. If he wins, it's $50 bet. If I win, I'm paying 67. And we all know what that number means. And he's a Habs fan. I think that's fair. Give him an extra $17. And plus, it's a number that bites my balls. But still, no. So I don't like what you guys said there. That sucks.
Oh, I'm going over the 77.5.
Yeah, if it's 77.5, I'm putting $1,000 on that. Are you fucking kidding me? That's all
right,
insane.
All right. Well, I hope I'm right then, because I want to do over 83.5.
Oh my gosh, we'll say. I literally think they get 86 points next year at least. But all right, moving down to the 7 p.m. time slot here. We have the Washington Capitals against the Philadelphia Flyers. Game itself is in Philadelphia, baby. Caps on the money line sitting at +114. Flyers on the money line at -135. Over-under sitting at 5.5. Both over-under paying off -110. Mr. Ryan Gilbert, your nuts are on the wall. John Tortorella's fucking gooch is sitting there plastered to the paint. What do you think is going to happen in this game here?
The Flyers are taking care of business. So there's absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. -135 is a great line here. Capitals on a back-to-back hard-fought battle today, tonight at home right now against the Bruins. But yeah, the Flyers, since that Thursday game in New York, they've turned it back on. They're back to what they normally did. They beat the Rangers 4-1. Only Rangers goal was on a 5-on-3. Beat the Devils 1-0. They allowed three high-danger chances all game long. None in the third period at 5-on-5. So they're locking down defensively. I think that they take care of business. I don't necessarily think that the Penguins lose again on Wednesday. So maybe they do end up getting in. But I think the Flyers do win here on Tuesday night at home. Capitals on a back-to-back. Flyers just seem to be locked in right now. So yeah, I like that. And I like the under 5.5 at -110. Flyers have allowed no goals at 5-on-5 or 5-on-4 in the past two games. Capitals.
What about all those expected goals in the last one?
Yeah, how's that count?
Oh, no, the expected goals were low too. So it would have been a good under bet. And Capitals playing a good low-scoring game here against the Bruins, 1-0. They've been a low-scoring team all season long. So under 5.5, -110, and Flyers, -135.
Yeah, I don't dispute betting the Flyers here. One more thing I'll point out is that Charlie Lindgren's playing tonight, so it'll be Darcy Kemper, who is definitely the inferior goaltender in net for this one. Makes me like the Flyers a little bit more. But makes me a little bit more scared to bet the under. So I would lean to the over if it weren't for such an important game. I'm not betting the total. I could see it opening up though. But yeah, definitely the Flyers -135 would be my bet in this game as well.
Funny, I remember somebody telling me that Darcy Kuemper was in fact a very good goalie in this league a few years ago. So it's pretty funny how
he was a few years ago. He's been terrible in Washington.
It's funny how a tide turns, I guess.
Well, yeah, the goalies backslide all the time. Like even Sorokin is not nearly as good as he was the last 2 years.
You're right. Yeah, sure. All right, moving down this, or let me give my picks for this, I suppose. I'm going against you guys here. I actually like the Caps in this game. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that that's, what is there, 10 minutes left in this Bruins-Caps game right now? I think Boston kind of sneaks back here. Yeah, there's 7 minutes left. I think they're going to score one and tie this up right now and then fucking win it in overtime. And even if they don't, the Caps still have a hell of a lot to play for here. Ryan, I'm sorry, your Flyers, there's a one-game differential here. This is their last game of the season, I believe. I don't think they're going to be able to get it done here. So I'm going to take the Caps +114. Even if they lose this game tonight, they're going to have a hell of a lot to play for in this game. And you know what? Maybe Darcy Kuemper is elite, Joel. Maybe Darcy Kuemper is a fucking god in net, Joel. So I'm going to put my faith in Stanley Cup champion Darcy Kuemper, because apparently I like the Colorado Avalanche more than you do. So I'm going to take the Caps of +114 in this game over under. I am definitely with you guys. I can kind of see this opening up a little bit. Even though the Flyers have been getting some saves the past two games, goaltending has, you know, improved from their 0.789% percentage or whatever the fuck it was, and they're stopping some pucks lately, but I can kind of see this one with a lot on the line here kind of opening up. So give me the over, give me the Caps +114. And you know what? Give me an Ovechkin anytime goal scorer, because if I think that these Caps are going to win this game, he's going to be a pivotal part of this, and he's going to pop one or two. Also, let's take a look at Connor McMichael points. He's been putting, he's been slinging the rock, getting some nice assists, getting some nice goals lately too. So I'll be looking for whatever his point total is at. If it's like 1.5, I won't like it, but if you can find him with like fucking half a point for, you know, maybe anything like some decent money, yeah, I'll be looking at that. Anything like maybe over -140, probably be over that, but you never know.
All right, we are.
We only have one block of ads here, Joel. You're locked out.
Oh, how come he gets the easy ones? What the fuck is that all about? This is bullshit.
Only does what, two or three times all year? So
you're doing the outro on today's show just because of that. All right, moving down to the 7:30 p.m. time slot, we got the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Florida Panthers. Game itself is in Florida, baby. Leafs on the money line sitting at +110. Florida on the money line at -130. Over under sitting at 6.5. Over paying off -102. The under +115. I'm flexing. I'm going to be flexing this entire segment. You know why? Because I'm wearing my brand new Ryan Reeves jersey, baby. That's fucking goal number 75. Just mucking and grinding in the quarters. He's going to be in the fucking first game lineup here. I remember a certain little bitch from Philadelphia telling me he's not going to play in playoffs. He's not going to play in playoffs, though. Look at his underlying numbers. He's not going to play in playoffs. He's going to fucking play around game one, baby. You can suck me off, Ryan. Suck it. For this game itself here, though, a lot of it comes down to Boston. If they win tonight, you would think that Florida would have probably, you know, sat a lot of players because there'd be no implications for this game. With that being said, Boston might lose. And even so, I don't give a fuck. I'm taking the Leafs in this game +110. Because you know why? Everybody says this is a meaningless game in the season. Do you know what it is? This is game 0.5 of the playoffs, okay? Toronto comes into Florida. You dress your big fucking dogs. You dress your fucking killers. You get Revo out there. You get Edmondson out there. You get Labushkin, Jake McCabe, who took a slap shot off the fucking face and has stitches under his eyes. He looks like Boreas Salmon. Fucking doesn't matter. Because you know what? We're going to go in there and we're going to fucking hammer you. We're going to crush you into the boards every goddamn chance we get. We're going to finish our goddamn checks. We're going to pepper whatever fucking goalie you get in there. We're going to make you earn every ounce of ice that you have. And you know what? After the game, we're going to look you in the eyes. You know what we're going to say? We'll see you Saturday. Because that's what it takes to fucking win in this league. And that's what this goddamn Toronto Maple Leafs team has been doing for the past three goddamn months. Okay? So give me the Leafs a +110. Goaltending scared me a little bit. I believe Joseph Woll is going to play this game. He's been shit. Samsonov's gotten lit in the fuck up the past couple of games. But with that being said, this isn't a meaningless game, man. Anytime you're playing the team you're going to play in the playoffs, a game or two before you play them, there's something on the line here. And I expect Florida to show up as well. But give me the Leafs. Give me the under in this game. Max Domi's not playing. He's currently injured. I think he fucked up his hand when he was beating the shit out of Simone Nemec the other day. Fucking who else is gone? There's a couple other guys gone. Shit, who did I see? Bobby McMahon is going to miss the next two games. He's kind of fighting through an injury right now. It's precautionary. He could play, they said, but they want to hold him out for the next two games. So yeah, a little banged up on that Leafs lineup here. With that being said, I still like them to win the game, but that's why I like the under. You don't have Domi, who's been lighting up Matthews lately. The guy's been an absolutely playmaking machine. If you look, top five assist in, or five on five assist, Domi's at like fifth in the league. He's up there with like McDavid and like fucking Kucherov and shit like this. It's nuts. It's like one of these things isn't like the other, but Max Domi's on that list for 5-on-5 assist in the league this year. So I'm going to take the under 6.5 minus 118. Also, Poppy's getting 70 in this game, baby. Austin Matthews, anytime goal scorer, fucking put it in stone. Let's go Leafs.
I'm right there with you on all that, especially if the Bruins do somehow come back here against the Capitals and the Panthers don't have much to play for. It's like Barkov's questionable. He'll probably sit out if the Bruins get a point here. Ekman-Larsson's questionable. Ekblad and Verhaeghe are still out for the Panthers. So, yeah, give them the Leafs here, plus 110 as the underdogs. And I was going to go with the over with that, but yeah, I think you talked me into a little bit. Also, in the past 10 games, the Panthers have the best expected goals against per 60, and the Leafs have the sixth best. So very, it should be a low-scoring game as long as the goalies show up, which I'm pretty confident in Florida's side. Not as confident in Toronto's, but I still think Toronto is worth a pick here at plus 110 and the under at minus 118.
I have absolutely nothing for this one, but knowing the Maple Leafs, this is a game that they would win and then they brick in the playoffs, right? Like just regular season success and then postseason.
I'm not giving you shit. I'm not even gonna react to that.
Yeah, well, I can't react to this game. I have no idea what's gonna happen. Yeah, bunch of guys taking the night off. It's a mystery. So yeah, Maple Leafs would be the lean here. Talon's under would also be a very minor lean, but no, I'm not betting this one, but I sure as fuck I'm looking forward to watching it on the weekend when it matters.
Would you lean to my under too or just Talon's under?
Whatever. you said you over and under.
I said under. I said I was thinking about the over, but then I looked at the numbers. And yeah.
Okay.
Put $1,000 on Austin Matthews shots on goal over 4.5. I'm just telling you right fucking now, okay?
Yeah, worked out on Saturday there pretty easily.
Damn fucking right. Like,
what, 10, right?
Yeah, he's going for 70. Everything, unless he scores like the first shot of the game, then he might be in trouble. But other than that, just hammer it, bro. All right, moving down to the 8 p.m. time slot, we have the Seattle Kraken against the Winnipeg Jets. Game itself is in Winnipeg here. Seattle on the money line sitting at a plus 180. Jets on the money line at minus 218. Over-under sitting at 5.5. Both over-under paying off minus 110 here. There is still something at stake for the Winnipeg Jets here. They're currently sitting at 1 point over the number against the Colorado Avalanche. They have two games left to play. Colorado has won, so things are looking good for Winnipeg to take that second seat in the Central. As we discussed last show, home ice advantage is pivotal for this Jets team here. And we saw it the other day when they came up and they beat Colorado 7-0. With that being said, they still got to get the job done. You know, they're playing Seattle tomorrow, and if they don't beat that, they got the Canucks. And, you know, the Canucks, what are they playing for right now? Christ, they're still – yeah, I guess they're pretty much locked in where they are. But still, yeah, the Jets team just wants to get it done tomorrow, right? So, fucking, I heard Demko might be back for the next game, I guess, the last game for Vancouver on the year. So you might as well just beat Seattle. Then you don't got to worry what happens the next game. So I'm going to take the Jets here. I think they trim up Seattle in regulation. Seattle hasn't been great lately. Obviously, we saw losses coming to the Sharks a couple days ago. We talked about that. I think they had another loss yesterday to St. Louis, I believe. It was like a 3-1 final or something like that. This is a team that's just looking to get through the year, right? So I think Winnipeg in regulation, I'm seeing minus 130 on that. I think that's some great value over under in this game. You know what, normally I would lean towards the under because like we've seen Decord have a decent year, and obviously if Hellebuck's playing, he's a fucking god in between the pipes. But you know what, the one thing that this Winnipeg Jets team needs to do, and they have been doing a bit more lately, is score some goddamn goals here. So for me, it's let's get up 2-0 early and let's pepper some offense. Let's get feeling good. Let's get some good moxie going into the playoffs here, man. Everybody always says, oh, sit these guys, sit this going into the playoffs, relax, just get your points and shit. Fuck that, man. There's something to be said, especially for a team like this, to actually like put the biscuit in the basket a little bit here. So with the numbers sitting at, 5.5, I'm going to lean towards the over at minus 110 here. And assuming that Seattle might be able to pop one or two themselves here, I think that's a good look.
Yeah, I think the Jets, yeah, do have something to play for here. They want to get that home ice advantage. They should be able to get it here. Coming back home from a long road trip is kind of tough, but back-to-back shutout wins in Dallas and in Colorado is showing that they're ready for the playoffs here, and Seattle's ready to go golfing. Three straight losses by at least two goals, 3-1, 3-1, and 4-1 to San Jose, Dallas, and St. Louis. So I don't see the Kraken scoring more than two. I'm seeing under 2.5 is around minus 140 at some books, minus 155 at DraftKings here. I wouldn't bet that, but maybe under 5.5 at minus 110. Jets maybe get a 5-1 win to push it over or something like that, but I think it should be safe to either take Jets puck line plus 120 or the under or just the Kraken team total under.
Yeah, Jets should dominate this game, clinch the home ice advantage in the playoffs against the Avalanche in the first round. Rat Piss in the chat is saying that I'm looking different tonight. You know why? Because last night I had to move my PC to the computer or the TV to hook it up to watch something. And when I tried to move it back, I was using like three different HDMI cables. I couldn't get into the work. When I got back, I kept using like, what the fuck's going on? I just plugged it in. Why is it not working? And then finally I realized that one of them was a different one than the others. Like it was HDMI plus or some stupid shit that goes into the monitor. So the point is the webcam came off the thing. I broke the fucking the stand on the monitor. Everything is falling apart because I'm a fucking idiot when it comes to technology. So that's why I look different, because the webcam's in a different place than it was last week. So don't let me handle technology on my own. The end. I don't care about this game. Jets are going to win. Probably going to go under.
All right. Well, to my boy Doug Reed, quickly said in the chat, Town, in case you missed it, Generals won 6-1 in game 2 Sunday, up 2-0. Buddy, my dad was at the game. All right. My dad, my uncle. I know my uncle's got season tickets, baby. Let's go. Fucking Jennies. Absolutely love it. They're going to fucking win the Calder Cup this year. Let's fucking know. It's not the Calder. It's the Memorial, right?
Memorial, yes.
Memorial, yes. The hardest trophy in the world to win, but they're going to get it done.
And the Denver Pioneers.
All right. That's
good. So shout out the Denver Pioneers.
I know, yeah. You're right. Four,
the Natty.
100%. That's good. They beat who did they beat? They beat Boston University.
BNBU, yeah.
The fucking bitch Cutter Gauthier.
Which, you mean the elite best prospect in the world, Cutter Gauthier? What are you talking about here? It's Celebrini is on BU, right?
BU. Yeah. It was BC in the final.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like BC. You know who used to play goalie for BC? Joseph Wool, baby. That's fucking go. All right, moving down to the Tempe time slot here. We have the Chicago Blackhawks against the Vegas Golden Knights. Game itself is in Vegas, baby. Chicago on the money line sitting at plus 270. Vegas on the money line at minus 340. Over-under sitting at 6. Overpaying off minus 110. The under minus 110 as well. Jolly, poly, roly, oly, foley. We're going to throw this game to you, buddy. What's going to go on in Vegas and Chicago?
Yeah, this is a tricky one because I'm not sure about the motivation of the Knights, because I mean, they don't want to play Dallas. They should want to get into that third spot and play the Oilers. I'd rather play the Oilers than the Stars, but I might be biased. Yeah, I mean, the Knights own the Oilers anyway. Like, they beat them every time. They just beat them in the series last year. Of course, they did the same thing to the Stars. But like I said, I think the Stars are much better than the Oilers. I'd rather play the Oilers. And, it's the Blackhawks anyway. The Golden Knights could try to lose. They probably still will find a way to win this game by 2 or 3. So, Blackhawks on the road are especially bad. They're in golf mode. Love the Golden Knights here to win by 2+ goals. I think they'll do that. They could be resting guys too. That's again the trouble with this time of year. So tread lightly, but that's what I would expect to happen here. -1.5, maybe over 6. The way that the Golden Knights goalies have been playing lately, we could, maybe the Blackhawks get a couple cheap ones, but -1.5 would be the only look I got for this one. Give me another chalky favorite here.
Yeah, Vegas has the Blackhawks on Tuesday night and then the Ducks on Thursday night. So they're getting points out of those games. So depending what happens with the Predators, they could move up a wild card spot there. Vegas here by margin, -1.5, -130. Blackhawks, 4-game losing streak, all 4 games by at least 2 goals. They're just ready to pack it in here. So I think Vegas at home has just something else. They scored 4 unanswered against the Avs to win that one. I am going to be intrigued to see what Vegas does in the playoffs for goaltending, because Aiden Hill's back now, started two games, hasn't looked too great. So we'll see what Vegas does in that.
I don't have a great look on this play. I guess gun to my head, I'd probably take Vegas on the puck line, -1.5, -130. But I don't know. I guess they do want to. Do they want to get into that third place in the Pacific? Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, I guess you'd probably. Well, fuck. Yeah, because you'd rather play fucking Edmonton than Dallas, right? Like, is that
that's what I was saying?
Consensus? Yeah. So and yeah, there's value.
Also, even if you beat Dallas, you're in the central part of the bracket, so you'd have to play the Jets or Avalanche instead of the Predators or Canucks.
Yeah, but either way, you know, you just got to get past the first round, and then after that, the cards just fall where they may, right? So,
fucking hell,
tough. Yeah, what are you saying, fucking hell, about Gilbert? What just
the fucking Red Wings tied the game
every fucking time.
Jesus Christ,
they're gonna win in overtime now. Fucking
Montreal, damn.
Yeah, Montreal. Fucking Lucas Raymond, 30 goals.
Yo, that's good for my fantasy team, though. Let's get it.
Fucking good for you.
Yeah, it is. You're damn right it is. I would say Vegas on the puck line. You're -130, but -1.5. I think they show the fuck up here. Over under in this game. Let's open this bad boy up. Vegas can't make a fucking save. Chicago. Unless for some reason Peter Mrazek wakes up and decides, yeah, I'm going to make 39 saves today, which he has been prone to do this year. Sometimes goalies just play good on a shit team, man. That's how it goes. So yeah, I'm going to take the over 6, though, at -110, and give me Vegas puck line. Also, let's get my boy Eichel on here. Yo, I'm in the finals for my both my fantasy teams, and I need him to get it going for one of them for me. So give me some Eichel points. All right, final game of the docket, 10 p.m. time slot. We have the Calgary Flames against the Vancouver Canucks. Game itself is in Vancouver here. Calgary on the money line sitting at +170. The Canucks. Almost said Knuckers, and I was like, that might come off wrong if I don't slow down how I say that. So the Knucks -205 here. Flame or Knucks on the puck line, -1.5. So now +120. The over under is in the 6, both over under paying off -110. Ryan, I'm gonna toss this one over your way, pal. What do you think is gonna happen here with Vancouver and Calgary?
Yeah, I currently have the Flames as my dog here at +170 because I thought the Canucks have nothing to play for. But I guess they still have to get at least a point to make sure the Oilers can't win out to take the Pacific. But I think, you know, Vancouver trusts them enough to I don't know. But I think Calgary here has to be the play, if anything, +170. Demko coming back for the Canucks. Maybe a bit rusty. Flames have won 3 of 4. Granted, they were against the Coyotes, Ducks, and Sharks. Yeah, I can't advocate for a Flames bet here. I'm changing my dog. I have nothing for this.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Also, Demko comes back for this one. First game back after his injury. So that's yet another thing that's going to be hard to figure out. And it's just a very uncertain slate of games. So, you know the guy hasn't played a game in since what? End of February, early March. It's a long time for a goalie to be out of action. He should be healthy, though. He's been ready for a while. He just didn't want to rush him back. But, yeah, very rusty, you would expect. They want to give him some experience, some action before the playoffs, of course. But, yeah, that would be my concern if I'm the Canucks. But the fucking Flames lose every game. Maybe they show up against their divisional rival here. But they're playing a bunch of young guys, and you know, expect Kuzmenko to score a goal here. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a big game. So yeah, give me the Flames, I guess. But over 6 maybe is the better look with the way that the Flames play and the uncertainty with Demko back. We don't know how well he's going to perform. So yeah, lean to the over 6, I guess. But once again, I am not betting it.
Okay. Dude, I got absolutely fucking nothing for this game, man. I'm also a little rattled here because I'm pretty sure my mom just called me fat. So that kind of sucks. Spawned my Ryan Reeves picture I put on Instagram, and she's like, "What size is that?" And she capitalized the S on his. And I'm like, "She's called me fat." And she's like, "No, of course." So fuck you, Sheila. That's pretty mean. A little rattled up right now, I'm not going to lie. So I don't really have a good play here. I'm just going to, you know what? I don't think I bet the Flames one time this entire goddamn year. So I'm going to take Calgary plus 170 here. Let's break some hearts in Vancouver, even though they don't really have anything to play with here. And then these boys are playing for pride out here in Calgary, you know. So I'm going to take them plus 170. Don't bet that. Like, don't follow me. I'm probably going to end up betting it, though. But over, under. Is Demko playing? Because I know he's off IR.
Wait. No, we had someone in the comments here. One's Harp Hark said, yeah, but don't forget that Demko comes back this game.
So does Demko, he?
We'll be back.
We game, missed yeah. that one.
Okay. Wait, did you actually say it? You guys just get picked. All right. Well, go fuck yourself. So, yeah. if we have a Demko versus Markstrom matchup, then we have the teacher versus the student. Because got to remember, who was Markstrom's backup when he was out there in Vancouver? It was Thatcher Demko. Okay. So, if anything, this game means a lot to Markstrom to tell this young piece of shit that's everyone saying, oh, if he had stayed healthy, he would have won the Vezina. It's him telling him, hey, you know what, you little bitch? I still got it, and I'm going to show it to you. So give me the under, because Markstrom's going to stand on his goddamn head and give me the Flames plus 170.
Bruins just lost. Hammer him minus 194 on FanDuel.
Oh, that line's already dropped. Get up on that. Let's go, baby. Okay, consensus plays. What do we have here, gentlemen?
We have Detroit, Montreal, over 6.5, plus 100. We have the Leafs plus 110 and the under 6.5 minus 118 in that game. Winnipeg either regulation minus 130 or puck line plus 120. And then Vegas on the puck line minus 130. But Talon will only take that if you threaten him with murder. So maybe it's not a consensus play.
Wait, what?
You said put a gun to your head and you'll take the biggest one night. But
yeah, that's fair. I was gonna say, all right. Okay, let's read out our luck dogs and totals. Current standings here. Jolie's in first place with a record of 65-67-3, down 2.31 units. Myself, I got a record of 67-68, down 3.93 units. Rye guy with a record of 58-75-2, down 19.07 units. Jolie, kick us off here, buddy. Both you and I got to go 3-0 here. We both got to get into the green. We got to do something. This is getting bad.
No fucking doubt. That sucks because I'm not confident in any of these. So.
Oh, no.
Watch them go 3-0, though. We'll see.
Yeah.
At home, Golden Knights, minus 1.5. Sorry, I'm watching this fucking overtime in Detroit.
Dude, I just put $100 on Montreal. I'm not going to lie. So
oh, let's go. Yeah.
Who streams the fastest is the question.
Oh, Joel's, because he has cable, the little bitch.
This no, it's this is on the Sportsnet app.
Yo, same here, actually. So.
I have an illegal stream, so hopefully mine isn't too far behind.
Knights minus 1.5 at home to the Blackhawks, minus 130. Doc Sanders, Bruins over 6, even money. So it shows you how much confidence I have in these bets. I'm taking a total here as a dog. Red Wings, Canadians over 6.5, also at even money, is the real total. I think we see something similar to this game here. A little wild, especially with the two backup goalies in net when they do the game in Montreal here.
McDavid just scored 53 seconds into his first game back against the Sharks there.
So God, he didn't play the last three games.
Nothing. You need an assist from him, not even a goal. What's he doing scoring? He should be passing.
Yeah. All right, for me, my lock. The Flyers, minus 135 against the Capitals. My total is the Jets. My dog is my Jets on the puck line, plus 120 against Seattle. And my total is Caps, Flyers, under 5.5, minus 110.
DeBrincat just ringed one off the fucking bar. Holy shit.
Saw that.
All right, for myself, for my lock here, I'm taking Winnipeg in regulation for Seattle, minus 130. They want to finish up and lock up that second seed in the Central here. Take home ice away from Colorado, which is pretty important. We talked about that last show. For my dog, Capitals moneyline versus Philly. They just beat the Bruins, right? They got that done. So they're still alive. A win tomorrow kind of solidifies themselves a playoff spot, I think. I'll have to double check how that works out, but the Caps, didn't they just beat Boston?
Yeah, I don't think they lock it up though if they beat the Flyers.
No,
because the Red Wings could beat the Canadians twice here.
You're right. So this is a big last 3 minutes.
No,
here.
Caps have more regulation wins though, so the Caps really? Do have a tiebreaker over them.
Damn. Well, I want the Capitals to win tomorrow then.
So tight. Holy shit!
If the Penguins win out though, they get 92.
Oh! Post again. Holy fuck. I don't know who that was, but someone in Detroit just ringed a laser beam off the bar. This is insane. Okay, and then for my
Ryan needs to explain that again. So the Penguins, if they went out,
if the Penguins the Penguins before tonight had 86 points in 80 games, so they could get to 90. Or no, I guess not. I guess I got that wrong.
They're down a point, right?
Capitals, yeah, Capitals could that's a playoff spot with a win against the Flyers.
Holy fucking, the Islanders won tonight too, right? So that Metro seat is pretty much set up. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, my total, Leafs Florida under six, minus 118. No Domi, no McMahon. Florida, I guess technically is still something to play for in this game because Boston lost tonight. But what I did see was that confirmed in net for Florida is Anthony Stolarz. So they did officially give Bobrovsky the night off. Stolarz has been confirmed. I don't know if that helps the under, but it helps the Leafs win it, baby. But whatever. You know, the Leafs always shit the bet against backup goalies. So whatever. Anyways, give me the under 6.5 minus 118 in this game. Put that fucking puck in the net. God damn it. all right. So yeah, that's it. You know what? We were going to do a little thing here where I was going to talk about the whole Arizona-Utah thing. We're running late right now, so we're gonna hold off on that. I don't know. Are we going tomorrow or no?
Probably not. I'm going to the Flyers game. So I don't know.
Okay. So we'll save this for another day if we can, then either way. That's all good.
I want your guys' thoughts on this. So tomorrow night, I am in the first row of the upper level. I'm considering wearing my Flyers Margaritaville hat. How annoying would that be for the people behind me?
Immensely.
Fuck them. Who gives a shit?
The way that Joel said that encouraged me, honestly.
Yeah, but Joel's the biggest bitch when it comes to having fun, okay? If these people are any good at all, you'll be sitting there, you'll all be boozing, you should just, you know, that's
I'll be the drinking key out right of the hat.
That Ryan, that's the key right there, is you gotta make friends with them. You gotta be high-fiving, you gotta be up friends in their grill, chat.
That's too much for me, no.
Oh my God, no. If you're gonna wear that hat, that's the only way. You guys don't make friends when you go to shit like that? What are we doing here? Yeah, all you got to do is say one funny thing. One funny thing at the beginning of the game that gets the stands going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I was sitting there. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. Something like this. I was sitting there with my girl, with Jess, and we were at a Marlies game, and Pierre Engvall was on the Marlies. And I was like, come on, Pierre, your neck's bigger than most people's dicks. And the entire section after that loved me. So you just got to, fuck Detroit. God damn it.
Fuckers.
Raymond, though, so that's good for my fantasy.
That was simultaneous.
Team. Oh, fuck your fantasy team, Talon. Jesus Christ.
I just lost $100. I don't think I feel, all right? I don't love it, but I mean, but still, like, yeah, so you just gotta pump the crowd up, and then you'll just be the cool guy with the margarita.
I'm not wearing it. If the Flyers win, they're not even going to end. I'm not even sure
better going. Fucking win tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that sucks. Offside? No? Nothing?
No.
All right. All right, let's wrap this bad boy up. Everybody go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. That's the place to be. Tons of stuff in the world of sports, baby. Eight-game sports. It's going to be electric, boys. Playoff race is coming down to the fucking wire. Like, literally, it's going to come down to the last game of the season. This is awesome in the East here. What else we got going on? There was fucking... Oh, I'm so pissed off about that.
The Habs had they had them trapped in their zone for like a minute.
I know. It's bullshit.
Fucking luckiest team.
Yeah, Le Habitant, Bleu Blanc et Rouge, the fucking Blue Blanc and Brown. What a shit goal. Fucking, who's in that? Is that Montembeau? What a fucking loser. And assist from Larkin. He's on my team, too. Okay, it's actually really good for my fantasy team. All right, whatever. Do stuff. Other sports are good. Check out the SGPN website. They're doing stuff, too. Hell yeah. Discord's awesome. If you're not on the Discord, you're not making money. If you want to get the Discord, reach out to myself or Ryan on Twitter. We're sure to point you in the right direction. Or you can reach out to the HGP Twitter account, social media assistant producer. Tell you all the business, my business. What are you talking about, my business? We'll get all loot up in your grill, tell you everything you need to know. Or what else you can do, baby, is just fucking, just go Avs. Okay, just go Avs. And if you're going Avs, that's all you need to know. Jolie, are the Avs going to beat Winnipeg even though they don't have home ice advantage?
Probably not.
Are you for real? You don't believe in your
team? Get the fuck out of here, Joel.
The goaltending has fallen apart. Georgiev is even worse than he was at the beginning of the season.
Where's Fran Suze at when you need him?
He's done. I think his career's over pretty much, though.
Oh, no.
Really?
That's what I heard. Really, it's in jeopardy anyway. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, his injuries are pretty serious. Yeah.
Any update on Landeskog coming back, or is that just a no-go?
That's hope and a prayer at this point. Highly unlikely, but... Second round is earliest, maybe, if by some miracle.
So you honestly think you're fucked?
Yeah, I mean I had a
but okay. So you said in the Discord you would take the Avs minus 135 in that series.
No, I said the price was disrespectful, but I wanted to take the Jets. There's a difference.
Okay, so you would take the Jets at a better price, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a one-man team right now. McKinnon's doing everything with Cars. She's playing great now, too. But behind them, there's not a lot going on. And the goaltending is there's nothing that you can do when you're going up against Brossoit or Hellebuck. And, of course, that elite defense there, I think they'll stifle the Avs. But we'll see. Hope I'm wrong.
You know what? You're answering logically. Let me ask you this, and this is something I live by. What does your heart tell you right now?
My heart?
Well, yeah. That response right there. My heart? Are you fucking stupid?
We'll see.
What
is your heart? Joel on Wednesday night. I'll have a few beers and I'm gonna have some whiskey. But yeah, abs, you know, abs. I'm taking them right here all the way. Take them for the cup.
Yeah, my heart only comes alive by alcohol. I'm sober right now, so it's entirely my brain talking. So my heart, we'll see. It's dormant. I don't have a heart right now.
Then you never had a chance to begin with, my pal. Okay. Chanel Dilly, Crosby for heart. Let's throw it in there. Fucking right. End of the show.
That's my heart. That's my heart.
Atta boy. all right. That's it. What else are we going to do? I don't know. Ryan, what else do we say? I don't know where we're at. Okay. Let's get this. My name is Town Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at town_Jenkins94. Let's fucking go, Leafs. Ryan Reeves is going to put his big old fucking cock down the throat of any goddamn Florida Panther that's on the ice in this fucking playoff series, as well in the game tomorrow, because that's just what he does. And if you don't fucking like it, baby, well, guess what? It doesn't matter. You better get used to it, because this is what this goddamn Maple Leafs team is all about now, okay? So fuck you. Hell yeah.
I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at RGilbertSOP. You can also find me in South Philadelphia just breaking shit.
Thought you'd be in West Philadelphia, you know, born and raised.
And I'm Joel Meyer, and you'll find me being like the Grinch, I guess. My heart is 20 sizes too small, or however the fuck it goes. Watch out for your presence.
Good one. Ho, 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 ho. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Rory McIlroy is a bitch. Peace.